from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I'm leaving metaphors to you guys.
Thanks.
All right, but what is a metaphor?
What's that?
What is a metaphor? Like, what's the official definition of metaphor?
A metaphor is like using something as comparison as like an example. Right?
Okay. All right. I got it.
Saints coach Dennis Allen, unintentionally funny to say, what is a metaphor? Because
I kind of like the reporter when he asked him, like, what is a metaphor? The reporter's like, I'm sorry? Like, almost like, what are you asking me?
Who, this is an honest question, on earth uses metaphors more than a football coach? Everything they say is a metaphor.
Yeah.
When the bullets start flying, these guys are gladiators, war in the trenches.
Yeah.
That's not an actual trench.
Dan Campbell, when he talks about, like, pulling them under or something.
The whole sport is metaphors.
Yeah.
It's incredible. What is a metaphor? It's the thing you say like every single day.
Yeah. It's every word.
It's every word you guys talk about this game like it's a war of attrition.
Yeah.
Nonstop metaphors. He's a bowling. Actually, that's a simile. He runs like a bowling ball with knives. They used to say that about Travis Henry. Bowling ball with knives. One of my favorite scouting reports on him.
Dan Campbell doesn't actually bite people's kneecaps.
No. No, that's hyperbole. That's not quite
a metaphor. That's not a metaphor. Yeah,
not
you're
quite.
Right. You're
not
right.
Quite. It was a roller coaster of emotions. There you go. That's a metaphor.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the Saints. That's what's going on.
Least interesting team in the National Football League.
Definitely one of them.
Dennis Allen and Derek Carr.
I'm trying not
to get less interesting than Derek Carr and Dennis Allen.
I'm trying not to hold that against my dynasty shares of Chris Olave. That I'm bored with the Saints.
He is like the only player on that whole football team I feel like I'm curious about. Anybody else? Once again, you know what the storyline about Saints camp again is for like the 8th year in a row?
Kamara?
No, it's how are they going to use Taysom Hill?
Oh, right.
What position is he listed at? Oh, what should we do with him for fantasy? I'm sick of the Saints. But I hope they're, I don't even look at their schedule. I hope they're not on national TV one time this year.
That's a good question. The Saints. They're taking over.
Who wants to watch the Saints?
They're taking over the spot usually occupied by the Bears.
Yes.
Like, yeah, that's a team. Yes. That's a team over there.
They're the new Bears.
Yeah. 803-0550 if you want to join us, and 1-888-550-2550.
Answer, by the way, they are on Monday Night Football Week 5 at, you guessed it, Arrowhead Stadium.
Well, you know, speaking of like primetime games and all that, you know the Bills have been good for a while when maybe I'm I don't think I'm alone here. Could you offhand name the games that are in primetime for the Bills? It used to be, oh, wow, remember, they play on Monday night in Week 5. And now,
yeah.
Jacksonville, I had just forgotten. Like, oh, that's right, Jacksonville's a night game.
I feel like I could get it, but I might miss one. But that's the point, isn't it? You might get one wrong. You might forget one. They've got Miami, right?
Week 2.
It's Thursday night.
Yeah.
Jacksonville, you mentioned, is there's a weird timing with that, right? It's like 7 or 7:15.
Yeah.
So is that
it's week 3 Monday Night Football? Yep.
Okay. They play Baltimore on Sunday night.
Yep.
Houston's not primetime, right?
Correct.
I know they're all at the front. The Jets.
Yep. 4 of the first 6 games are primetime.
And okay.
Then only,
is that it?
And then only one more. The Niners.
The Niners. Here on Sunday night?
Sunday after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
4 out of the first 6.
4 out of the first 6.
And then not again until week 5. Now, that doesn't include 4 o'clock starts, which are mixed in.
Yeah. Yeah. Getting their Bills games in early in case the season goes poorly? The networks?
No, I wouldn't say
it's
that.
It's probably just a coincidence.
Yeah.
It is very strange that the Houston game is the one game early on that's not in primetime.
Well, is it really that big a story outside of here?
They talked about it on ESPN every day for 2 years.
You're a Seahawks fan.
I saw the Bills and Diggs Bengals clip every day.
I got to see this revenge game.
I mean, I had to watch, well, I guess the quarterback, Russell Wilson, go back there.
That's true. Then again, the matchup, I think, is good enough without that angle.
Right.
It's the Texans
it's better
and
than
the
Jaguars.
Bills. Speaking of young quarterbacks, I did some, you let me know if this is embarrassing.
Okay.
I did some numbers, and I'd like to present to you a certain argument. If you know, I was off yesterday. My son's getting his tonsils out. I had a little bit of time. I was looking into Jordan Love and the Packers.
Okay.
And the Packers. Because it came up again on the afternoon show, like, hey, they had a bunch of guys that didn't get 1,000 yards. Just a bunch of guys.
Yeah. Well,
that's a trigger for me. I get upset.
Uh-huh.
I'm allowed to get mad at those guys.
The Packers, I think, are your trigger right now.
A little bit of a trigger, yes. Yeah. Because they're
in general.
Because they are a lie. They're not a lie in how good they are, but they're a lie statistically.
Mm-hmm.
Because none of their receivers had really huge numbers. They spread it around. Oh, that's everybody eats. Granted, like, Jaden Reed was a rookie.
Jaden Reed was a rookie.
And a very good rookie season.
And also, if you want it, Christian Watson missed half the year.
Right.
I don't know. Was he on pace for it, though?
No, he didn't have big numbers when he was in there. But anyway, this is what I wanted to look at. Because Jordan Love has been crowned. He might be the next great quarterback. And that's fine.
Yep.
I did. By the way, one more thing. The NFL going to 17 games makes this harder to do.
Oh, because you're looking at historical stuff?
I want to go first half, second half, pace.
Okay. And there's no first, second half because it's odd number of games.
So yeah. You know what I did? I just got rid of the middle game. Pittsburgh. Doesn't count for them.
Okay.
Jordan Love first 8, Jordan Love last 8.
Okay.
If you want to split Pittsburgh in the middle, I could try to do that. That seemed dumb.
Like the second half of the Steeler game?
Right. Like,
there's too much effort at that
I didn't
point.
Know how to
yeah,
do this.
Too much effort.
I didn't know how
point.
To do this. So what I did was.
First 8, second 8.
He threw for 289 in the Pittsburgh game, which is a good day. I didn't know what to do there. Anyway.
Leave it out. All right.
Jordan Love's first 8 games, he passed for 215 yards per game.
Okay. Game manager-esque, I would say.
Jordan Love's last 8 games, he passed for 268 yards per game.
Okay.
Do you know what the difference is for that over a 17-game season?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the difference between Geno Smith and Dak Prescott. It's 3,600 yards to almost 4,600 yards. It's almost a 1,000-yard difference from the first half of the season to the second half of the season for Jordan Love.
Okay.
I mentioned this in the commercial. Jordan Love to lead the league in passing, if he had the last eight-game pace for the year, that's 45-56. He's within 100 yards of Tua.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he played at, for the second half of the season, league leader in passing yards numbers.
Yeah.
If he had done that for the whole season, like, what would Jaden Reed, what would Dobbs? Like,
oh, they would have, right. Jaden Reed would have had 1,000 yards.
They would have had much bigger numbers.
Yeah, okay.
It's another way that this is kind of, this idea of the Packers is a lie. No, they didn't do it this way. They, in the first half of the season, weren't very good. And they traded Rasul Douglas to the Bills because they thought they weren't very good.
Yes.
And then they got better, and then we looked like, wow, look at that. They didn't even really have any guys. They did have guys. They just had them for half a season. They had a passing offense that was elite from week nine
on.
It was an elite passing offense. Yeah. If you include...
Basically, the point is if Jordan Love is as good as he was in the second half of last season, they're going to have maybe 2 1,000-yard receivers.
Yeah.
Let alone zero. Yeah, no, that's a good point.
If you do the last nine games, I only did the last eight. If you do the last nine games, his pace passing was 4,607 yards.
Yeah.
Like, that is a far cry from what he did in the first eight games.
Right.
So, what are the odds on Jordan Love to lead the league in passing, by the way? We get good value there or what? Because that's it's a big number.
Yeah, I don't
4,607.
I don't know how good you're getting odds on him to actually, I think he's going to be one of the favorites.
Okay.
Like, he might even be above Allen. For this, here we go. Most regular season passing yards. He is... Okay, now he's a little further down the list. You can get good odds. Plus 1,800.
1,800 is not bad for a guy that for the last nine games of the season, his pace would have been second in the NFL in passing yards. Only Tua had more.
Would you take him over Brock Purdy?
Sure.
That's who's above him. What about Jared Goff? Jared Goff, Brock Purdy, Joe Burrow, Tua, Dak, CJ Stroud, Patrick Mahomes. Those are the guys above him. Then Love, then Stafford, then Cousins, then Allen. That's really low for Allen.
It is. It also,
he's below Cousins, Stafford, Purdy, Love.
There are a lot of factors there.
He's got basically the same odds as Trevor Lawrence.
The schedule you play, your defense should be a factor. Like, I don't mind Cousins as an idea because the Falcons are going to play shootouts. And
yep. He also runs the ball.
Yeah, that's true. Brandon and Ithaca, as we connect with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop on the northtownkia.com, West of New York's number one Kia dealer. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, good morning, guys. I was listening earlier, and you were talking about the stat of the them being dead last in the goal line passing. And if you look it up, I think they're fourth in red zone touchdown percentage, and the Chiefs were 19th. So it just seems like a kind of a dumb, made-up stat. I don't know. Why you pick that, certain... I know you didn't pick it.
Right.
Just seems real made up to me.
Right. Part of the thanks, Brennan. For anyone who missed this earlier, Warren Sharp had it that Allen's the 32nd ranked passer in like goal to go, maybe from the five and in or something. That Allen is the worst, 32nd. Their offense does not really run well in the pass game down there.
So, do you want to know?
Of course, in the run game, they're fine. Well, with him running, only with him running it, actually.
Yeah,
they have a not even a secret, a very obvious cheat play where Allen can get it in for them. But what that is, I guess I would say this, Brendan, like on the macro, like zooming out, do they have a problem in the red zone? No. In fact, I haven't thought they've had a problem in the red zone for a couple years. Sometimes it rears its ugly head, blah, blah, blah. But Allen is overcoming their passing offense down there. That's the thing. Like it's a thing you're making your quarterback overcome. And if you want less on his plate, then whether it's last year, the plan to get in with Damian Harris.
Yep.
Like the plan was to have that guy be it, and then that didn't work out. So they drafted Zach Moss for this, and that didn't work out. Like they've been wanting to get better down there.
Yep.
And still, all this that they try, it ends up like Allen's the guy that just runs it in.
I got their numbers inside the 5-yard line last year. Allen last year inside the 5-yard line, he attempted 17 passes. He completed 10, 7 touchdowns, 1 pick. So 17 attempts inside the 5, they scored 7 touchdowns on Allen throwing. They ran the ball 35 times. And Allen, on 14 attempts, ran for 8 touchdowns. You know what their big plan was that didn't work inside the 5 last year? Was Latavius Murray.
Yeah.
He had 12 carries inside the 5-yard line, and he only scored on 4 of them. That's not a good percentage by league standards at all. And Cook only had 5 opportunities. So what will their plan be this year? Is that going to be Ray Davis getting those carries this year? Is Cook going to get more than 5? Is it going to be Ty Johnson? Because you want to talk about what didn't work last year. It was the running back, when they handed him the football inside the 5-yard line, was not getting them touchdowns.
803-0550. When we return, some NFL business. There's a big day. There's a big meeting in the league today that will potentially change the face of the league.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.